Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, February 18th, 2008. We're back home. We got home last night after our trip to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and it's good to be home today. It's good to be back in front of our familiar desktop, and we've explained the last several podcasts. We've had poor quality in our podcast. Well, we're back to our regular microphone and setup. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. And again, this President's Day here in the U.S., we want to encourage you in your walk with Christ. Today's message is titled, A Good Reputation. The scripture text is from 1 Timothy 3, verse 7.
He must also have a good reputation with outsiders, so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap.
Well, today is President's Day here in the USA. When I grew up, and it's true of Brooksine as well, we especially honored two presidents whose birthdays were both in February, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. But for many years now, we've had a generic President's Day. While some presidents have a good reputation, some not so good. My dad's birthday was also in February. He was born on February 17, 1919, the third of eight children. He served in World War II and then married my mother and had four children, passing away in 1998 at 79 years of age. I am blessed that my dad had a good reputation. He ran a small plumbing, heating, and air conditioning business in the Belton, Missouri area in the 60s. The year before my mom died in 2005, she received a letter from a business owner in Belton commending Dad for his integrity and reporting that the air conditioning unit my dad had installed at his business in the 60s was still operating.
The daily scripture is from a list of characteristics that Paul says must be used to qualify the fitness of a church leader. Sadly, in our day, the attempt to establish a, quote, good reputation, end quote, is often more a result of spin or illusion than real substance or true character. The word for reputation is maturia, from which we get our English word martyr. It is often translated witness, testimony, or evidence.
Let me just correct Brooksine slightly. I would pronounce that marturia instead of maturia, but you do see the word martyr coming right from it, don't you? God calls us as his followers to have a good reputation that is truly a witness for him. Our character is to reflect the standards of Christ in the scripture. The word outsider in the text most certainly means those outside the faith or unbelievers. Or as the King James Version puts it, them which are without. An excellent biblical example of this type of reputation is Daniel.
Today, what kind of reputation do you have with the outsider? Most of you work around outsiders every day. Are you demonstrating a good, steady witness? Do your fellow workers see the character of Christ exemplified in your life daily?
Now, certainly this may include a Christian symbol at your desk, or in my case, I often wear ties that have a spiritual theme. But it's so much more. Are you honest? What about your temper, your language, your diligence, your promptness? Are you following through? Do you honor Christ with your lips as well as your life? Do you speak well of your family and church? Remember, daily you are developing a witness and a reputation. Let it be a good one.
Let's pray together. Father, your word indicates the way we interact with those outside the faith will have a positive or a negative influence on whether they choose to follow you. There appears to be no neutral mode in our lives, for we do not live unto ourselves, but regularly give account for our actions and attitudes daily. Inconsistency and double standards have long been a trap Satan has set for believers, so that the world will point their accusatory finger and cry, "Hypocrite!" Sadly, it is often a true characterization. May we as your disciples be faithful in our walk and consistent in our talk as we serve you at home, in the workplace, in our churches, and in our sphere of influence. We do not want to disgrace the holy name of Jesus, but we want to honor His name as we glorify You in all that we do. It is in Jesus' holy name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. That's a good prayer for all of us to pray and seek to live a life that honors the Lord as we, over the time of life, develop a good reputation with both those that are within the church and those that are without. Well, have a blessed day today. It is so good to be home. And we're grateful that we can continue on and seeking to encourage others. And we hope we've done so today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have several photos that we use today. One is we just call our Good to Be Home photo of Lancaster County. A picture actually I've taken some time back, but we both chose it and said it just reflects the contrast of the beautiful ocean views with the farm views we're accustomed to. Do have a photo of my dad up on the site today as well. And there are some listening to this, and I know some that read our messages that know my dad, that knew my dad. And we also have a picture up today of some friends that we took down in Myrtle Beach. Have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful to Christ.